Cruise it through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the House.
All right, here in the second segment, we give our Arizona State Park passes away. We do it in true or false trivia. A big featured notable person of the Kingman area is Andy Devine, a Western actor. What brought Andy to Kingman was a terrible accident in which left his father with only one leg. The settlement he got from it is what was the money he used to buy Hotel Beale in Kingman and move the family from Flagstaff to Kingman. If you think that's true, text TRUE to 411-923. If you think that's false, text FALSE. We'll pick a random right winner at the end of the programming segment and send you two tickets to Arizona State Parks. Good to any of the 35 Arizona State Parks. And this time of year, I don't think there's a state park you couldn't visit that wouldn't just be beautiful. We're joined with BBG, Ben Bueller Garcia, host of American Warrior Radio. Tell me about some of the other stories you've heard from these servicemen and women you've had the pleasure to feature on your program.
You know, it's interesting. You touched on actors. One of the more, and I'm like you, the Bueller side of the family, which is German side, wants, I want to be prepared. I want to just, you know, everything's got to be just right. The Garcia side is like, whatever, just let it flow. So one of my hard and fast rules for the show is if an author's coming on, I have to read the book first, which I found apparently is kind of unusual in radio, but that's something I feel strongly about. If an actor's coming on, I need to see their work. We did receive an inquiry some time ago from a very famous actress. The studio wanted to have her on the show because she played a military part in a movie. And her name would have been big. It would have been great for us. But I researched it, and she, other than playing a someone in the Marines, she never spoke in support of the military. She didn't do any fundraising. She didn't do anything. So I told the studio, no, I'm sorry, that's not good enough. But one of the real surprising moments was I had Matthew Marsden on, who, if you don't know, he was in Black Hawk Down, several other films. But he's a British actor. And so he came to the United States. He decided he was going to go to Hollywood and try and make it big. Well, one of his first big breaks was in Black Hawk Down. And he talks about how he spent some time training with Army Rangers in order to prepare for the film. And he recounts the situation where in the break of filming, he saw this young Ranger, 19 years old maybe. And he started talking with him. He says, finally got to a point, he says, well, you would give your life for me, wouldn't you? And the Ranger answered, yes, sir, yes, sir. And here's a British guy. He's very clearly British. And he says, that's amazing. And so they started talking about it, and it inspired him so much. He went on this little rant on the radio show, and again, here's a British citizen talking about how America is the last best bastion of hope and freedom on the planet. And to hear a British citizen telling me that on American Warrior Radio, it caused me pause, but it was also very inspirational. So you'd never know what direction things are going to come from. And very often, Romy, they may be somber stories, they're inspirational stories, but talking about, you know, trying to tie it into, to some extent, Rosie on the House, we did have a POW who was on the show. He was a POW in Vietnam for 2,103 days. And you talk about,
that's a long 2,103 days.
And in his book, he talks about just all the things they had to do just to keep their minds stimulated. And this guy was a MacGyver. He just stealing scraps of wire and picking stuff out of the junk pile, and all the time under the watchful eye of the not-so-kind Vietnamese guards, he almost completely built a radio from scratch. And he talked about their communication codes and just the way they'd, you know, literally when they're out there working in the garden, they had a tap code. And they would use the hose in just the right sequence, so as they're out there hoeing the garden, they'd actually be talking and communicating to all the other prisoners of war in the camp. So just, boy, you talk about do-it-yourself. That was some pretty powerful do-it-yourself stuff there.
Now, you'd mentioned the British guy in Black Hawk Down, and I've seen that movie multiple times. I can't remember one British. I mean, he obviously hit his accent pretty well. Which character was he?
You know, he didn't get a lot of screen time. I think he did have some lines. But we did have the other guest that was very inspirational that we had on. If you're familiar with the film, in the opening scenes of the battle, the first soldier that was killed, Sergeant Pillow, the driver of that vehicle was on the show and talking about Black Hawk Down and how that ends. He believed that he wasn't going to survive. Went back to the base camp, washed the blood out of the Humvee, went back into combat. And all the time, he thought that he wouldn't survive. But it was his faith that carried him through. So much so that the other soldiers and special forces says, how are you doing this? And so end of story was, after he survived Black Hawk Down, he went off and got his ministerial degree, I can't think of the right word, and then went back to the Rangers as their chaplain. And just what a great story that was as well. So yeah, we've had the 13-hour in Benghazi folks on, several folks whose real life stories have been told in movies. And very often they say, well, it wasn't quite the way it actually was, but still, again, the power of story. People need to hear what these folks are enduring on our behalf.
I know, and sometimes it's hard for me when I know it's a true story, whether, you know, they got their Hollywood, what do they call that, Gary D., authentic artistic licensing for, you know, bending the truth a little bit or presenting it different. But when it is a true story and you know the ending and you're watching it lead up to it, you're just like, no.
Creative licensing.
All right. The answer to today is true. Andy Devine's father, Tom Devine, worked for the railroad in Flagstaff and lost his leg in an accident. That's what moved the Devine family to Kingman. And you can celebrate Andy Devine Day's Festival and Rodeo the last weekend in September every year. If you answer true, watch your phone. We'll be texting one winner here shortly.